Well, hello, hello, hello out there, and happy July 2021. Happy summer. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. I hope that you guys are excited that many are getting back together again. Networking is definitely happening. Families are gathering. People are getting vaccinated and so on and so forth. And I am just blessed to be in the number. After our COVID-19 year of 2020, things have definitely started to pick back up. We are in the middle of the year, guys. We are almost in August at this point. But anyway, so I'm just super excited to be back here with you guys. Again, I apologize for not coming to you in June, but I have really been swamped. I've had a lot of different things going on, a lot of different moving parts just in my personal life as well as my business life. But listen, I have absolutely no complaints. It's definitely been a blessing. For those of you who may not know, I am now a grandmother, and I'm excited that Master Roman is here and he is a part of his grandmother's life, and he definitely keeps me busy. He is the sunshine of my day almost every day. So I'm super excited about that, but I've got a lot of different things going on. And you guys know I always take care of my housekeeping before I get into the actual podcast. And so I want to let all of the ladies know, if you are a female business owner, I am looking for you to be a part of this podcast. APM Powers wants to interview you. I want to talk about what you have going on. Do you have a book that you need to get the momentum going again on? Are you an aspiring author? Do you own a business? What is it that you have going on that APM Powers can bring to her listeners that's going to excite them, motivate them, and inspire them, and of course, empower them? So I'd love to hear from you guys. If you would like to be a guest here on APM Powers, please email me at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at coachwithpride.com. Okay, again, that's Angela at coachwithpride.com. Super excited about having other guests on the show, other entrepreneurs, other businesswomen, other leaders, just some phenomenal things that are getting ready to go on this fall. So I would love to. I've already kind of got somewhat of a lineup, but I'd love to hear from you. I'd just love to hear more about what you do and, again, how you could fit in here on APM Powers. But also super excited about my Connect Four networking. I haven't started the events yet. I'm still just kind of trying to get the logistics worked out, but excited about that as well. Getting Black business owners together just to effectively network and connect. Like, it's just so difficult sometimes when you are an entrepreneur to really get out and meet people and actually make valuable connections. So that was the vision behind Connect Four. And I do know that minorities, Black people in particular, sometimes we struggle. So I wanted to create an intimate setting with four business owners where we could sit down, have lunch, maybe do happy hour, and just get to know one another. If not to do business with one another, definitely to refer one another to other businesses and talk about other business opportunities, maybe collaborate on some things. So that's exciting that I have going on. Excited about getting, we did our first one, Women Lead Networking Social at Dillard's here in the upstate. And that was a super phenomenal event. Partnered with them, but we're looking forward to our next one, which is going to be this upcoming fall. I haven't really decided. I think it's probably going to be in September because, as I just stated, I've got quite a few things going on, quite a few irons in the fire. I actually even have a new college student that's going to be headed off to school next month. So really, really getting close to my empty nest, guys. You know I'm excited about that. But anyway, so just got a lot of different things going on. Football's definitely gearing back up. Got a football player that I'm excited to watch. Two of them, actually. But yeah, so I'm going to be busy doing my mom life thing, but as well as being that empowerment person, that business coach, that leadership trainer that I so love to do, because again, that is a part of my purpose. And so just thank you guys again for tuning in today. Hopefully this episode will bless you. I've been inspired to do this episode since last month. Actually, I had jotted down some notes about what I wanted to talk about today, and so I'm just going to get right into it. The first part of the podcast is about never being getting comfortable with disappointment. And then the second part about is about being still. And actually, they kind of go together, I think. I think that when people are, when they're disappointed, a lot of times, and I've talked about this a little bit before, when people are disappointed, oftentimes they have their expectations, too high. And basically, what I'm saying is don't get used to being disappointed. So you may need to make some adjustments. You may need to do some things to change some things for yourself. And so with that being said, I definitely want to encourage you that life happens, and life happens to everyone. But when you find yourself always disappointed in something, when something doesn't go your way, you may need to make some changes. You may need to do some things differently. You may need to ask for help. You may need to involve other people. You may need to work with someone else, collaborate. So it's never about you doing everything by yourself. Obviously, we can get a lot of things accomplished on our own, but for the most part, guys, it takes a team to bring about so many things in my life. And a lot of times I don't thank my team enough, but there are a lot of people that surround APM Powers that make things go off without a hitch for me, or make things a lot easier for me. And so, but I've learned early on not to allow my expectations to be too high, especially for other people. I feel as though, and I'm actually thinking I'm going to do a blog on this, because I have some great notes on them that I don't, on this particular topic that I don't have necessarily in front of me right now. So be looking for that. But I really just want to stay at the place of, a lot of times when you're disappointed, that means that you've put too much weight on someone else to do something. A lot of times when you're disappointed, that means that you've possibly not done enough to put yourself in position to not be disappointed. And so with that being said, what do I always say? I always say action is required. There are some more things that you need to step back and look at. There are some more things that you need to analyze in your circumstance, in your situation, so that you don't find yourself on that disappointed list too often, or at least more often than you would like to be, right? And so again, life is full of disappointments. You can, have something, but it's not even about the disappointment. It's more so about how you even respond to it, right? And if you respond in the correct way, a lot of times you're going to learn the lesson that you need to learn. You're going to make the adjustment that you need to make. And if you don't, it's really on you. It's really about you actually figuring out what you need to do to make that adjustment, or being committed to it. I say not even figuring out what you need to do, because a lot of us know exactly what we need to do to change something, to be better at something else, but we need to make that commitment for ourselves. We can't wait on someone else to do it. Life is about choices. I heard a wise man say once, when we're born, we look like our parents, but when we die, we look like our choices. And that's something that I don't think enough people put enough stock into, because it's just so true. We can choose to do stuff, but we don't get to choose the consequences. We don't get to choose how it's going to turn out. And so a lot of times it's the same with you choosing to put stock into something that's going to disappoint you later. And so I just really wanted to encourage someone today that action is required. It is time for you to get up. It is time for you to do some things yourself. It is time for you to find your own, happiness, and stop allowing your expectations for others to continue to disappoint you. But that's a great time. It's a great time now for me to segue into the second part of the podcast, which I entitled, Being Still. But it's not even about you not doing anything. It's about those people that are still in the same position that they've always been in, and that they will always be in because of their mindset. People that are still negative, people that are still complaining, people that are always having issues, and somehow they find a way to try to make their issues your issues. People that are still bringing about drama, people that are still, again, in the same place. We have to be, inspired individuals, we have to put ourselves in a position that no matter what the circumstance or the situation is, that we will be able to conquer it. And, you know, like I said, life happens to everybody. Everybody has issues. Everybody has problems. Everybody has circumstances and situations that come up that are beyond their control. But some people work harder than others to put themselves in a position to be able to deal with whatever those obstacles are, to be able to deal with whatever those circumstances and situations look like. And so when you don't put yourself in that position, you're one of those still people. You've been still for so long. You are still in the same position you were in last year. You're still in the same position that you were in the year before that. And when you are that still person, you're not moving, you're not growing, you're not getting better, you're not learning the life lessons that are being put in front of you for you to learn. And so again, by that, those people are often always disappointed as well, because they're still in the same situation that they've been in. They're not doing anything to change their situation. And so, like I said, the people that I'm referring to that work a little bit harder and are able to take on those obstacles, you know, I could seriously write you a book about what myself and my family in particular have gone through just this year alone, starting in January, and what we're just halfway through the year right now. But I could write you a book on that. But why would I do that? We are blessed that, again, every situation that's come up, we faced it, we've tackled it, we've took it head on, and we've overcome it in most cases. And so I am not in any way suggesting that if you need to talk to someone, if you have a situation, that you stay silent. But what I'm saying is, don't, because you haven't put yourself in a position to win, make your situation someone else's. You know, that's just not fair. That's not life. It's not realistic. It's not where you should be. Everyone has the potential, at least, to grow in some way, shape, or form. And you guys know that that's what I'm about. It's about growth. It's not about being negative. It's not about being dramatic. It's not about complaining. Nobody really wants your complaints anyway. It's definitely that they're still making excuses. Excuses sound best to those that are coming up with them. I know you guys have heard me say that. I've actually written a book on moving past the excuses. You know, my book is entitled Unconventional. You can pick it up on Amazon.com, but that is exactly what it's about. Everybody deals with stuff. Everybody has things that come up in their life, but it's about your choices. Here we go with the choices again. It's about how you choose to handle those things. It's about what position and what choices that you've made to or put yourself in to handle certain situations that arise in your life, because life is going to happen. Time and chance happens to us all. I want to say that is Ecclesiastes 9:11. Time and chance happens to us all. And even if you're not a believer, even if you're not a Christian, the thing that you need to learn, though, is that everybody has the potential to grow. Everybody can grow. You don't have to still be in the same position that you were in last year. I mean, you know, the businesses that survived COVID were businesses that didn't become stale. They were the businesses that were ready to adapt to being virtual. They were the businesses that wasn't afraid to pivot and move in a different direction. Those are the businesses that at least stayed above ground or are thriving at this point because they didn't stay still. They did something else. They made some choices that benefited them in a positive way. And so it's no different with our lives, guys. I mean, but I know people, I coach people, I try to teach my business clients in particular that they can't be still. Your business plan that you write, that should be a malleable, you know, piece of paper that's something, you know, and again, that may not be a good analogy, but it's something that definitely you have to transition. You have to be willing to change if something's not working. Yeah, you can have a plan in your head, but that plan may take a detour because of situations and circumstances that may arise. And so if you're not, if you're still in the same position or place mentally, you can't effectively grow, and your business is probably not going to make it because you're being still. So I want to use this opportunity, this part of the show, to tell people to stop being so still, stop staying in the same place, and please stop thinking that because your life is in shambles or the decisions and the choices that you've made have put you in a certain position that you have a right or anything to dump that on someone else and make someone else feel quote unquote sorry for you, or make someone else feel quote unquote guilty for you, and so that they do things that, you know, they've worked hard and they've gotten themselves in a position. I just think that that's a bad place to be. And I want to just encourage someone today. Again, life happens to us all, but some of us work a little bit harder. Some of us put ourselves in a better position. But the good news is that everyone can do that. Everyone can work for themselves. It's almost like the whole life insurance thing. Yes, I just really don't like the whole GoFundMe, you raising money to bury people. And that's just me personally. Sometimes it has to happen. But in most instances, no one is promised tomorrow. It is your choice whether you're going to obtain life insurance. It is your choice whether you're going to pay on your life insurance. Those are choices that you get to make. So people that do get to make, do you guys know that some people acquire life insurance and actually end up being very wealthy because of the different types of life insurances that they've acquired, and that you can make certain money off of some life insurances, you can borrow against others and things like that. So a lot of times ignorance too is why people are still, it's definitely why people are still negative. It's definitely why people are still making excuses. It's definitely why people are still complaining is ignorance. But that is why AP Empowers is here today, to bring you knowledge, to encourage you, and to not again think that anyone is necessarily better than anyone else. But the proof is in the pudding. If someone works harder and they get the things that they want in life and someone doesn't, that's a pretty easy peasy choice, right? That's kind of black and white. Yes, things happen. But as I stated earlier, life happens to everybody. And it still is about how you choose to handle it, how you choose to deal with it, what things are you willing to sacrifice to maintain it, and so on and so forth. And everybody isn't in the same position, but I think differences make the world go round. God didn't intend for us to be in the same predicament. God wants us all to grow, though. We can grow at our own rate. We can grow at our own pace. And we can, you know, and we just have to continue to grow. So, again, guys, stop being still. And if you have those still people that are in your circle, I would just advise you to really start to distance yourself from those sorts of things, because those people in most cases are toxic and they will bring you down to their level if you aren't careful. So I just wanted to say that today, guys. I talked about not getting used to disappointment, not, you know, changing your attitude and your outlook on some of the things that you are dealing with and the people that you're dealing with. And I've also talked about those people that are super still all the time, still doing this, still doing that. And then when something happens in their life, they're like, oh, woe is me. No, woe is me today. I want everybody to put their big girl and their big boy pants on. And I want them to be accountable and be responsible for themselves. Okay. It is no one else's responsibility to take care of you. I, for one, was raised to be pretty much self-sufficient. I have an awesome husband who is an excellent provider for me, but I'm also not so kept of a wife that I don't feel like I can't provide for myself if need be, or provide for my husband if, God forbid, he were to lose his job or something were to happen to him, to put him in a position. Again, it is about choices. It's about how you perceive things. It's about how you look at the outside world around you, and so on and so forth. So, guys, I hope you got something out of this today. And again, if it blessed you, please share it with someone else. This is AP Empowers. I'm excited about what God is doing in and throughout this podcast and in my business. I am definitely seeking sponsorships here for the podcast. If you want to advertise with AP Empowers, again, our audience is anywhere from 25 to 55. And we have some great people listening to the show. But if you want to advertise with us, please reach out to me. Again, you can reach me at Angela@coachwithpride.com. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you can reach me, Angela@coachwithpride.com, and we can chat and see if you're a good fit for the interview. But I am excited about getting more women entrepreneurs here on the show and getting you to promote your products and or services. So please, I look forward to hearing from you guys. Got a lot of great things coming up. Don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any questions. And again, this is AP Empowers. It's been a blessing to speak to you guys today. If this podcast blessed you, please like and subscribe to it, leave a comment, share it with someone else. Do all the right things to get the word out that someone is out here trying to inspire you and pick you up and lift you up and push you to your next level. Again, guys, be blessed. AP Empowers signing off.